Chapter 46.
Run! Run! The man who died in the accident belonged to a powerful family. They're here to kidnap and then torture you to death. Run!
Finn's stone heart thudded excitedly. Vengeance had come to him. Before his eyes, the message auto-deleted. That simple observation saved his life. It startled him enough to let his trained mind wrestle his savage heart into submission. First, an anonymous self-deleting video, and less than a minute later, a second secret message that could do the same? Whoever these people were, they were not simple, which meant they were dangerous. While he wanted nothing more than to extract a toll of blood, immediately claim his own pound of flesh, Finn had spent decades learning to control the thing inside him, mostly by promising it a better meal later if it would follow his lead now. There would be blood, rivers of it, but ideally, it wouldn't be his. Finn forced himself to think critically. Messages didn't self-delete from your link. That didn't happen. No one could reach into someone else's link. Personal ownership was one of the sacrosanct laws coded into the digital DNA of the world AI. It was one of the fundamental tenets of the Great Link, and the Great Link was the foundation of modern society. The world AI assured complete privacy for each personal artificial intelligence on Earth. Not even during the war, with his high-level Nexus access, had Finn been able to invade another person's link. That faith, that truth, was what made the whole system work. Not trusting your AI was like not trusting your own eyes, which meant that the message must have come with a self-erasing program attached. That was something most people thought only existed in bad spy dramas. Finn knew for a fact that the technology was real. He'd used it himself during the war, but only because he worked for the Nexus. No civilian should have access to that kind of program. Who the hell had sent the message? And how did they have access to high-grade military tech? A second later, Finn admonished himself for wasting time on the wrong question. Why were these people coming to kill him? Who was the guy in the truck? What kind of monster would torture children just to send him a message? He knew he lived in the South, but was some redneck, white-haired yokel family really coming to get him? It didn't even fully make sense that they blamed him for the other guy's death. Finn was to blame, he knew that now, but he'd used a magic power to trigger the explosion. There was no way they could know that. At worst, they should think he was a survivor of an accident that the police report should have pinned on the asshole in the truck. In spite of all that, his friends had been tortured to death, and the guy's family was coming to settle the score? In a hospital? In broad daylight? Disbelief or not, he was a black man in Georgia. Things were a lot better than they'd been in his granddad's time, but there were still some rules you followed. If someone told you to run, you ran. Hell, even if you just saw people running for some unknown reason, you ran. Questions could come later. The thing inside of him snarled in rebuttal, wanting nothing more than to choke these people and break their bones. But that would come later, at the time and place of his choosing. Not when all he had on was an open-backed hospital gown that let his ass fly in the wind. The good news was, after his night of cultivation, he was quite possibly literally in the best shape of his life. Walking about last night, he'd moved and stretched in every way he could think to do so. Breaking through the constitution threshold had fundamentally changed his body. He'd even gone a bit masochistic in testing that theory. His full health bar confirmed what the prompts had told him. With his natural healing past the second threshold, he regened 0.3% of his total health pool every 12 hours for each point he had in the attribute. That was 6% each half day. Wanting to know how it worked, he'd grabbed a scalpel and had given himself a small nick on the back of his arm. That hadn't budged his health pool, but he had gotten a damage notification. You have suffered 0 * damage. An hour later, the small cut was gone like it had never been there. From a medical standpoint, it was amazing. From a battle standpoint, it meant he was much harder to kill. The experiment had also helped him understand something. By focusing on the asterisk, a small bit of knowledge had flooded into his mind. Not all damage he took would decrease his health pool unless it passed a certain minimum amount.
It would accumulate over time, though. If he'd kept nicking himself, sooner or later, he'd have lost an HP. If he didn't, though, the damage he took would disappear once his natural healing was given enough time that he'd have regenerated a health point. Understanding that made certain interesting ideas start to swirl in Finn's head. Last night, he hadn't had a chance to test any of them. He had a feeling he was about to be given the chance. He sprung out of bed and prepared to grab his clothes. First order of business was to leave this room. Thankfully, hospitals were mazes, and he was a doctor. He didn't work at Atlanta General, but he'd been here before. With his knowledge of medical buildings, he might be able to sneak past these bastards. And if he did run into them, well, then he did. Finn wasn't afraid of that white-haired a-hole's cousins. If they wanted a fight, then he was going to make the goddamn chimichangas. A moment later, the sound of drums filled his ears. He'd heard them before. This time, they sounded more insistent and closer. They were the drums of war.